From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It has been an evening of confusion in Gainesville, Florida, where fundamentalist pastor Terry Jones planned to burn the Quran this weekend on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Late in the day, Jones called it off, linking the Quran burning with plans for an Islamic center near the former site of the World Trade Center in New York.
That if they were willing to either cancel the mosque at the Ground Zero location, or if they were willing to move that location, we would consider that a sign from God.
But later tonight, Jones said instead he's rethinking his position and the burning is just postponed. NPR's Greg Allen is in Gainesville, and he joins us to try to explain what's going on. Greg, can you set us straight? What's the deal?
I'll try, Melissa. This is a confusing story, as you say. We heard from Terry Jones earlier that he was calling off burning Qurans. He later said that he's now decided that burning Qurans is actually wrong and that he would tell everyone to not burn Qurans. He's as much against burning Qurans now as he was for burning Qurans. That was all predicated on his belief, as he said to us at the news conference, that he had a deal that would lead to the Islamic Center being built in New York, that Islamic Center near the World Trade Center, the former side of the World Trade Center, would be moved or canceled. And this is all kind of brokered by a Florida imam named Mohammed Musri, who's had a couple of meetings with Terry Jones this week. Mohammed Musri says he never suggested to Terry Jones that mosque, the Islamic Center in New York, would be canceled, just that they could go and have a meeting in New York City with the man behind that, the man who's planning that Islamic Center, Faisal Abdul Rauf. That meeting, Musri says, was set up, and he and Jones were set to fly there on Saturday. Now I think that Jones is not so sure that there is anything worth going there for, but I think he is planning on going to the meeting if indeed there's a meeting at this point. So there's a lot that's still uncertain.
And that's a big if. The imam in New York issued a statement earlier. He said he hadn't spoken with either Pastor Jones or Imam Musri. He says, we are not going to toy with our religion or any other, nor are we going to barter. Sounds like he says, who are these guys? I made no agreement with them.
That's right, exactly. And I think that Musri, to his credit, never suggested he talk to Rauf. He spoke to Rauf's office, and they said that the Imam Rauf would be happy to meet with them. And the one thing that Musri might be going a little further on, he said that the location about where to put the Islamic Center in New York would be something that they would discuss and that he would consider at the meeting, meaning Rauf. Now, Rauf might never have known about that meeting, it sounds, at this point. So there's a lot that's unknown, and the question is, are they going to be burning Qurans here on Saturday or not? And that is even uncertain at this point.
There's something else that bears mention here, Greg, which is that this fringe character in Florida who has a tiny, tiny congregation there in Gainesville got a phone call today, confirmed by the Pentagon. He got a phone call from Defense Secretary Robert Gates urging him to call the Quran burning off, saying it would endanger American service people abroad.
Right. This is certainly something that's become of increasing concern to U.S. officials in recent weeks, starting with General Petraeus, who said that this could lead to harm against U.S. troops overseas. We've heard advisories issued by the State Department. Embassies overseas are taking steps warning residents there. So it's clear that if this Quranic burning does go ahead, it could have negative repercussions for Americans overseas.
Okay. NPR's Greg Allen in Gainesville, Florida. Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure.